Now we have started the silence, and I want to remind also the people who are not involved in the groups, in the retreat, that you start being conscious and a little more quiet, and especially when you are here, so you can use it as a meditation. When you come here, you already start becoming quiet. So when you are on the area, you're more conscious, you walk more slow, becoming more aware of yourself and how you behave. And the people here, it's easier because you are more in the soup. But it's important that you are conscious, allowing yourself to go there. So in your mind or in your emotions that you want something else. This is what's happening. Allow yourself to slow down, to use the opportunity to focus more on yourself. And remember to do the meditations, because always when you start becoming more conscious and more quiet, a lot of things comes up from the unconscious. So it's good that you release the energy so it doesn't get stuck in your mind, in your thoughts, in your emotions. So find ways, do the meditations, write, if that helps you, what you're going through, what is coming up. So you're unburdening yourself the whole time, emptying yourself. Already I heard Sana told me she had hurt her foot. Then suddenly Vimal had hurt his foot. Then suddenly Asmani had hurt her foot. Then Premama is falling down the stairs. Many things are happening for different people. Then of course you have the emotional gang cooking. So you have many different things happening. And it's just a reminder, slow down. I was reminded the old Taoists, they say, walk slow and you won't stumble. Huh? Walk slow and you won't stumble. Such an easy thing. If you walk slow, if you walk consciously, how can you stumble then? Only when you're in a hurry, only when you are not present, then you do mistakes. Then you hurt yourself or you hurt others. You don't see the consequences of what you are doing. So more awareness, less accidents. More awareness, less mindfuck. More awareness, less emotional soup. So try to tune into awareness now, becoming more conscious of yourself and how you live your life. We got a letter from Kamal, one of my lovers in Brazil, because now they start really feeling the saudade. Saudade. Beloved Babaji, I feel that it's impossible to express in words the gratitude in my heart for this opportunity to contribute in some way to take care of your garden in Brazil. This time here in Mevlana has been one of the most important and wonderful experiences in my life. I'm having more and more moments of solitude and serenity, more and more clarity, less and less confusion. Especially now when both his girlfriends are gone. Then the old Kamal can relax. And on top of it, he's taking care of my garden there. It has been the most important and wonderful experience in my life. I have more and more moments of solitude and serenity, more and more clarity, less and less confusion. Because for the first time in his life, he is doing something that is not only for him. He is doing something bigger. He become more a servant of something that is bigger. And then you will feel much better. Of course, this is the outcome. This is the outcome for everybody who has that. But nobody is aware of it when they go into it. Kamal also wasn't aware of it when he went into it. I just thought it was a good idea that Wahab went off with pension now and bring in the new generation. And Kamal was just finished with working. He had even worked longer than he wanted to do. He asked me before. He wanted to come here last year. And I said, no, it's good, you finish your job. Get the pesetas. And then, no, he didn't want to work again. But then he realized this is not really work. And look now what is happening. That's how it is. You get involved in something that is bigger than you, something that is beautiful. Then life starts having a meaning again. Otherwise it's just a struggle. But you don't know that before you have gotten involved. Then everything starts becoming taken care of. In spite of it, and although your energy is very present, over the last days I have been missing you a lot and missing my brothers and sisters. I feel vulnerable and tears come easily and often. Yesterday, when you asked Santli Fatik how he was doing, my heart even ached so much, so dodgy. Baba, could you please talk about when we miss the physical presence of the people we love? In devotion, I love you so much, Kamal. P.S. Please, please, beloved, don't take so long to come back here. What is there to talk about when we love, we love? Then of course the energy might be there, but of course it's the closer the better, no? That's how it is for lovers. The closer the better. You can't get close enough. In fact, you want to get under the skin. That is what love is, and you become one. Then you relax. If some separation is there, then the longing is there. Only when you are together, then everything becomes just silent. As it should. So that is beautiful. Because this missing, it will keep you in touch. It will keep the fire burning. Questions now?
I would ask a question.
Yes.
Last week you were talking about we should cut off our head. I would love to do it. How do I do it?
You are in the process. What, the head, is there any problem for you?
Sometimes.
Yeah? Only sometimes.
Not all the time. Sometimes it's okay, but sometimes it comes and just
grumbly, grumbly.
Yes.
You know what she's talking about, huh? Well, the good thing you're not alone here. Other people have this kind of disease. It is going. That this is the medicine where you get it becoming headless. And in the meantime, very important, don't take it serious. Because the head is bound to be very serious. So the best medicine is not to take it so serious. Just laugh of it. No, again, you're starting. You haven't been giving me enough problem. Still you go on. Have it a little bit from the distance. It's not so easy sometimes, especially when it's stormy. Then people don't see land anymore. But it's always been like that. When the head is quiet, then where's the problem? So it's just not to be so identified with this mind, all these thoughts, no? And if you're aware of it, then already it's fine. So when it comes, then is the time to catch it and not to get sucked in again. But it's going better, isn't it? Because there's nothing wrong with the head when it's supposed to behave like it should. But it's been taking too much control, no? And then it's a problem, because it's not supposed to be so much in control. And it's like a naughty child who's been giving too much. Then it's very difficult to start cutting back, when you've just been feeding it all kind of junk food. Then it wants that, you have to start now, slowly, slowly, and then giving it the best thing. You start giving him better things. You can't just stop, then they freak out. That's too much. Very few people can handle that. Even it's possible to just drop it. But very seldom it happens. Most people, they have to take gradually. And then you start giving good things instead of bad things. That is more conscious living. So you start changing the unconscious into more and more conscious, taking notice how you're functioning. And that is what's happening here. So that's how you do it. And suddenly one day, head is there, head is gone. It's there, but it's gone. You can't believe you could function. You can also do it as a meditation. Just see yourself without head. Then you have to start functioning from different centers in yourself. You could start seeing, looking at everything from your heart, not from the head, not from the mind. You start looking from the heart. Then everything looks so much more beautiful. Small tricks. The head always wants to come in and destroy things. Someone else? Huh? Of course, some you have to have some thoughts to, you know, but if it's just that normal kind of show that goes on all the time, then it's just nonsense. You can't believe anything. But when it's come from something deeper, it has to be transformed from that feeling into the thought. But before you have cleaned everything out, you never feel sure if this is right or if it's not. It's always some doubt there, because you've been so confused with all these thoughts. So in the beginning, when you start sorting it out, you never know. That is very normal. People don't know. But now you start seeing the difference also. Because you start getting insights. Then when the messages comes, but it's instant, no? It's not something that comes and goes, and you feel it. And when it's real, then it comes back to you then. You don't need thinking, because everything you need just to be present to live. You need to be present to live. Sometimes you have to plan, no? It's always been very difficult for me to plan. Buy tickets and things like this. It's a major headache. But I've been practicing. So because you never know what's going to happen, but you still have to do it. And then all the Kamal and everybody waiting, then I think, oh, I have to go there. Then, okay. Then they give me a list, you have to come there, that's the date, da-da-da-da. Okay, I have to. Like that. But you never know if it's going to happen or not, you know, but you have to do it like you plan. Who knows? Maybe a comet is coming. Suddenly. Now. Who knows? Finished. You never know. But you have to plan. But that is just how life is. It's nothing to do with thinking. Like, what do you mean with thinking is always... Yeah, but that is an intermediate time, and it's bound to be like that, because now the past is start disappearing, and you want to get rid of it, yeah? And when you have decided that, now you have experienced that, you that wants to go, you are fed up, but the new hasn't gotten roots, yeah? So it's neither the old and it's not the new, it's in between, or it's some new and some old, it's all mixed, that's why you can't see. But if you go on, then more and more the old will disappear, and more the new will come. Then you have to, that's how it is to start all new again. You don't know. That's why very few people do that, because you don't know. And you're a grown-up woman, you know, everybody knows, and you don't know. You feel like you're a fool in this world. But this is only for those lucky fools who have the courage to be like a child again, to be innocent. Then you don't know, because you have to find out how it is to function clean from yourself. Like you say, you haven't really, you know it's something, you feel your heart, but it's not really, yeah? Because it's just whispering now. Because it's been so polluted by all these things from the outside. You have to find your own way. And if you go, if you study something, then it will come more and more clear. Beloved Babaji, could you please comment about forgiveness? Thank you. With love and deep gratitude, yours, Gitali. You have a feeling you have to forgive something?
Especially myself.
Yeah, because you can only by understanding yourself can you forgive. Huh? When you forgive yourself, when you understand yourself, then you can forgive everybody. Because then you know the human dilemma, that it's not easy to be here. Hmm? Jesus, he said, forgive your enemies, love thy neighbor. He was right. These people, they know it's into something. But not only forgive your enemies, forgive your friends. Not only forgive your neighbor, forgive yourself. Only then can you forgive. You have to understand yourself. And in the ordinary world, when you forgive, when people talk about forgive, then it's like, oh, I'm a good person, I forgive somebody who did something wrong. Hmm? Then already the ego takes it that I forgive. I'm more good. I can forgive you because you were very bad. No, that is not forgiveness. Forgiveness is just accepting things as they are. That you can only do when you see things as they are. And any stupidity comes from unawareness. You can't do anything wrong out of consciousness. Yes, misunderstandings might be there because people are functioning on different levels. But forgiveness is just to accept that everything is like it should. You accept people. That is what Jesus means, love thy neighbor. Accept him. And of course you have really bad neighbor something. That's the fact of life. Then my suggestion, move. Don't turn the other cheek, don't try to talk, don't waste time. Move. That's my personal view. Don't waste unnecessary time because people can spend their whole life with unconscious people. No. Yeah, forgive. Forgive him, forgive yourself. And move to better ground. Preferably higher grounds. The more ego, the less forgiveness. People can't forgive if it's ego, because the ego gets hurt, and the ego is always for fighting. Then you have this game, I'm right, she's wrong. I'm right, he's wrong. He did something terrible, she did something terrible. No, you have to understand the whole situation. And many times there's difficult situations. But that's how it is. That's how life is. The less ego, easier you can forgive. No ego, only forgive. That's the whole thing. Only ego, no forgiveness. Only fight. Only judgments. Only hate. Only revenge. Forgiveness is only another word of understanding, seeing things as they are. If you haven't been living and if you only identified with your little ego self, then no possibility of forgiveness. Forgiveness is not something cheap. It's like love. It's like compassion. You have to have some depth. You have to have some understanding. You have to have some wisdom. Then less identification, less ego identified, the more easy it is to forgive. Because you understand. And you understand that people are unconscious. Maybe you are unconscious. And if you are more aware, then you have been more unconscious, so you understand, because you have also been there. Then it's not the question about good or bad, it's just as it is. Then you also see if you can talk to somebody who can understand. Maybe there is a possibility to connect on some level beyond the ego. And if you don't have that understanding and you see that the other person, then don't waste time. Because forgiveness only comes from the depth of you. It doesn't come from the mind. If people are too identified with the dramas and the hurt and the egos, you can never forgive, because that is where what gets hurt. If you are not identified, if you are not so pumped up, swollen ego, what is there to forgive? Who can do anything wrong? For me, there is not wrong or right, it's just unconscious or conscious. If people are unconscious, they do stupid things. And of course, stupid things get their results. That's what they call karma in the East. Huh? Then you make karma for yourself. Then more karma, the more difficult it is to see. More awareness, less karma. More awareness, forgiveness, understanding, compassion, love. More stuck in the mind, in the ego, with yourself. Less compassion, less love, less clarity, less forgiveness. So it's very important that you understand yourself. Anything that needs to be forgiven, forgive. That's what Jesus said. That's what all the masters have said. You have to forgive yourself and others. Yes, maybe I have been unconscious. Maybe I have been doing many stupid things. Maybe I have hurt many people. Maybe other people have hurt me. Okay, now I can see. Move on. Forgive. That comes out of understanding. You can't just do it, I forgive you. That's what they do in the court cases. And then they kill each other, no? You can't just do that. I forgive you. You know you can't forgive. That's how it is in the ordinary world. They say, I forgive you, I understand. But you can see in their eyes, they don't understand. They can't forgive. Forgiveness is not so easy. Forgiveness comes out of your own self-insight when you start understanding. Then you can understand the situation. Yeah, maybe people have done something, maybe you have done something. But now you can see. So it's very important to forgive yourself. You have to forgive yourself. Then you can start totally fresh. And it's many, many, many levels. But it's good you start reflecting on these things. And if there is anything that you feel like you should have forgiveness, or you should forgive yourself or others, learn from what it is. What was it that was painful, what was hurtful, that I hurt myself or I hurt somebody else? That is what is important. So you learn. A priest and a drunken bus driver arrive at the pearly gates where they meet Saint Peter. Saint Peter is always on guard there. If you don't trust anybody, Gitali, trust St. Peter, he's there. I am the village priest, and I would like to be admitted to heaven, says the priest. The priest, he knows he's been a priest. And I am the village bus driver, and I want to come in too, says the drunk bus driver. Okay, okay, says St. Peter. Let me check this. You, Mr. Priest, will have to wait over there for a few years till I check this out. But you, drunken bus driver, go straight in. Wait a minute, says the priest. I preached every Sunday in church and taught people how to pray and be good. He is nothing but a drunkard. How can this happen? Listen, listen, says St. Peter. When you preached, everybody slept. But when he drove, everybody prayed like crazy. The Lord works in mysterious ways. Hafiz says, when the violin can forgive the past, it starts singing. When the violin can stop worrying about the future, you will become such a drunk, laughing nuisance that God will then lean down and start combing you into his hair. When the violin can forgive every wound caused, then the heart starts singing. This violin that is you is the body. When the violin can forgive the past, it starts singing. Because now it's empty. It's clean. Then only can you sing. Don't hold on to the past. When the violin can stop worrying about the future, you will become such a drunk, laughing nuisance. You will become a drunk, just laughing. Drunk of laughter. So much so that God will then lean down and start combing you into his hair. When the violin can forgive, the heart starts singing. And it's very easy to forgive if you are happy. Sad religious people, they can very difficult to forgive. It is not easy to stop thinking ill of others, says Hafiz. It is not easy to stop thinking ill of others. That's how it always has been. Because the tendency of the mind is to go out, is to judge others. Very difficult to see your own things. But you always find the wrong with the other. It is not easy to stop thinking ill of others. Usually, one must enter into a friendship with the person who has accomplished that great feat himself. Usually, says Hafiz, you must enter into friendship with somebody who is free. That is the only way. then something might start to rub off on you. Then maybe something of him starts rubbing off on you. That is what satsang is. Slowly, slowly, you don't even know, but you come in closer. And then something starts rubbing off. Before you know it, you have the same scent on you. Something might start to rub off on you, of that true allegiance, that true friendship. It is not easy to stop thinking ill of others. Usually one must enter into a friendship with a person who has accomplished that great feat himself. Then something might start to rub off on you, of that true allegiance, that true friendship. Allow yourself to relax. Be gentle with yourself. Slow down. If any forgiveness is needed, let it happen so you can move on. You have to let go of the past to be available for the future.